Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Good morning. This is Imam Marshall Musa Muslim Abui, resident Imam of Masjid Ibrahim. And our services are currently being held in the Friendship Chapel on Fort Gordon in Augusta, Georgia. And this broadcast is a Talim service entitled The Circle of Islamic Knowledge. And it will last for 30 minutes. And this is an opportunity for those who want to participate to call in and to participate in discussions and also lectures regarding Islamic topics. For those of you who are listening via the internet, the number to call is 657-383-0671. Again, 657-383-0671. We certainly want you to participate. We welcome questions and we welcome your input. If you have something you would like to discuss concerning an Islamic topic, this is the place to do it. Feel free to call in and let us hear what you want to contribute to the discussion. We will begin today while we wait for others that may want to join, that may want to participate in our Islamic discussion today. We want to refer to a quotation by Abdullah Yusuf Ali, the late Abdullah Yusuf Ali, who is well known for his translation from Arabic into English of the glorious book, the Holy Quran. And he has written this comment on the first chapter or surah in the Holy Quran, which you heard at the beginning of the program. And we're going to just repeat it at this time and comment on it from the words of Abdullah Yusuf Ali.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
The translation, or rather, more properly stated, the interpretation of those beautiful words goes as follows. With the name Allah, the most gracious, the most compassionate. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, the most gracious, the most compassionate, master of the day of judgment. You do we worship and your aid we seek. Guide us on the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace. those whose portion is not wrath, pure wrath, and who go not astray. And Yusuf Ali makes this comment on Al-Fatiha. First comes that beautiful surah from the Holy Quran, the opening chapter of 7 verses, rightly called the essence of the book. It teaches us the perfect prayer. If we pray aright, it means that we have some knowledge of Allah, which is the Arabic word for the God, His attributes, His relations to us, and His creation, which includes ourselves. If we pray aright, we get a glimpse of the source from which we come, and that final goal, which is our spiritual destiny under Allah's true judgment. This is why we offer ourselves to Allah and seek His light. Prayer is the heart of religion and faith. But how shall we pray? What words shall convey the yearnings of our miserable, ignorant heart to the knower of all? Is it worthy of Him or of our spiritual nature to ask for vanities or even for such physical needs as our daily bread? The inspired one, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us a prayer that sums up our faith, our hope, and our aspirations in things that matter. We think in devotion of Allah's name and His nature. We praise Him for His creation and His cherishing care. And we call to mind His guidance. And we know the straight from the crooked path by the light of His grace that illuminates the righteous. And these words were penned by Abdullah Yusuf Ali. We're going to begin our program today, which will last until 10:30 a.m. If you tune in late via the internet, we invite you to call in, because if you call in, we'll stop periodically through the reading and ask for your comments so we can have an interactive discussion. So the number to call is 657-383-0671. Again, 657-383-0671. This is your host, Imam Marshall Musa Mabui, the resident imam of Masjid Ibrahim, located on Fort Gordon in Augusta, Georgia. We're currently holding services in the Friendship Chapel on Barnes Avenue on the Fort Gordon Army Post in Augusta, Georgia. But this begins an introduction to Al-Islam for those who may be beginning their journey to learn about Al-Islam. We begin here with this introduction, with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most compassionate. Man needs an authority superior to him, and that includes her, to rule and discipline his or her life. He will never completely fulfill his human potential until he recognizes the Creator as that authority. Let me repeat that. Man, and that includes the woman, man needs an authority superior to him to rule and discipline his life. And it's her life as well. He will never completely fulfill his human potential. She will never completely fulfill her human potential until he recognizes or she recognizes the Creator as that authority and finds his or her true relationship with him, meaning with the Creator. Only when man and woman has the Creator as his or her authority in his or her total life can he or she reach his or her human highest human potential for growth and discipline. In order for man to satisfy his narrow frame of understanding, he is constantly trying to use his tainted, limited knowledge, his tainted, limited logic, to make science justify his moral weaknesses. Let me repeat that. In order for man to justify his narrow frame of understanding, he is constantly trying to use his tainted, limited logic and knowledge to make science justify his moral weaknesses. That is where too many of us go wrong. Through the ages, man's misguided appetite directed his logic and led him to put his faith in things other than the Creator. Throughout the ages, man's misguided appetite directed his logic and led him to put his faith in things other than the Creator. Sometimes man has been led to idolize and worship himself. When we trace the evolution of worship throughout the world, we can clearly see the path that man's struggling intellect has taken in its search for the correct concept of God. We have here a very touching lesson. Man came to know the truth about God only through divine revelation, which was brought by human messengers, who were God's prophets, who told us the rules and laws of God. God created a class of human messengers to be his intermediaries in carrying his message to the people. These messengers possess the best of human characteristics, and they approach perfection as much as is humanly possible. They submitted themselves entirely to the will of God. They are, without doubt, models for humanity. We must confess belief in God and his prophets. We must pray to God and worship him, the one who has no partners or associates in his rule. God has created man to grow naturally. Those who accept the proper worship of God are united by a bond stronger than any of man's philosophies or institutions. Democracy is a powerful philosophy, but look how it has failed to unite the world. There are a great many institutions and fraternal orders within the free world which claim to promote humanity, but those which ignore the Creator do not foster unity. Karl Marx's manifesto, The Philosophy of the Communist Party, a great and powerful set of ideas, has failed to unite even the communist people. Unity in the form of worship removes all corruption. Pure unity in worshiping the Creator is the only force effective enough to bring all people together. The sincerity of our worship determines the form of our thoughts and the nature of our deeds. When your worship is sincere, another sincere person recognizes it. The recognition is sometimes instant. That is why some people can meet with those of different religions and immediately strike up a strong friendship and love. Their religious labels may be different, but the sincerity of their worship is the same. No philosophy or force has united human beings in an understanding of their common origins as strongly as conformity in knowledge of the oneness of God and of his creation, who has no associate in his worship and his rule. Unity is important because man wants and needs peace. Peace suggests unity. Man needs the worship of God to discipline his life. Everything else is futile in the long run. Nothing in man's history has united him like the worship of God. It is the very nature of man to worship God, whose proper name in the Arabic language is revealed to us in the Holy Quran is Allah. The remembrance of the oneness of Allah in the form of worship is the most productive idea on earth. It has always been and will never change. Allah is the creator of the heavens, the earth, and everything above and below. He has power over all things. Only the creator and his creation. And Allah is the creator. Allah is the greater. Allah says in the Holy Quran, quote, certainly everyone who is in the heavens and the earth is coming before me, the merciful, as a slave, unquote. Everything belongs to Allah. His throne is not divided with others. The management of creation is his alone. There is no way for any prophet, righteous person, angel, spirit, or anything else to come to Allah except as a slave. The angels serve him, the prophets serve him, and we serve him. Highly glorified is he above that which is worshipped by those who attribute divinity to persons and things other than Allah. Allah is truly marvelous. He gives honor and dignity to his faithful servants. He has the power to advance the cause of his righteous servants long after they have been overcome. When those who plotted against Abraham and Moses, Jesus and Muhammad, peace be upon them, saw what was coming, they would say, good God Almighty, this is the disbelievers, saying, we thought we had defeated them. We thought we had defeated them. But here Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon them, are pronouncing judgment on us. Of those who plotted against Allah's prophets, the Holy Quran says, quote, and for certain, they had plotted their plot, and their plot is known before Allah, unquote. The Holy Quran also says, quote, and indeed, for sure, they bear their burdens together with other burdens along with their own. And indeed, for sure, they will be questioned on the day of resurrection concerning that which they fabricated, meaning that which they made up, unquote. The prophets will come in Allah's truth, and it is Allah who advances his truth through messengers, angels, the elements, the forces of nature, and even through the forces that he has created in us. Allah will do his will, and nothing can frustrate it. Allah says in the Holy Quran, quote, say, he is Allah the one and only. Allah, the eternal, absolute. He begets not. That means to physically do an act to bring a woman into a state of pregnancy so that she will deliver a child. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him, unquote. No vision can grasp him, but his grasp is over all vision. He is above the limits of our comprehension, and he is acquainted with all things. The Holy Quran tells us, quote, there is no God but he, the creator of all things. Therefore, worship him only, unquote. He, Allah, will conclude all affairs and settle all differences in the end. Praise be to Allah, guardian, evolver, cherisher, and sustainer of all the worlds. If it were not for him sustaining the worlds, they would not be sustained. Everything depends on Allah for its continued existence. We ourselves are the creations of Allah, and our well-being depends upon his grace. He is Allah the Almighty, the All-Knowing, the Eternal, whose existence is always the same. He was never born, nor can he die. It is he who creates all things and nourishes them until completion. And that description is actually referred to as his name, Rab, R-A-B-B, Al-Rab, one who creates all things and nourishes them until completion, sustains them and evolves them and nourishes them until completion, Al-Rab. He introduces and describes himself through prophets who deliver his message for the guidance of all humanity. The prophets of Allah are like builders given separate jobs in one building plan. Each builder does his part until the structure is complete. Each prophet made his contribution, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the last prophet, finalized and enhanced what had been established before him. The work that Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and others were doing was leading up to a completion. We see the completion of their works in the message that was given to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we Muslims, it is traditional for us to repeat the Arabic phrase, Salah Allahu Alayhi Wasalam. Salah Alayhi Alaykum Wasalam. Salah Allahu Alayhi Wasalam. After we say the name of Prophet Muhammad, Salah Allahu Alayhi Wasalam, which means peace be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon him. Allah gave him the same message he gave to the earlier prophets, as well as additional guidance to make that message complete for all time and for all people. This trend represents the natural progression towards universality. The Holy Quran tells us that the believers do not discriminate against any of Allah's prophets, because all prophets are scriptural brothers under Allah, under him. When we say we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets, we are bearing witness to the legitimacy of all the true prophets. While acknowledging Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the one who established their legitimacy with the message that he brought. In the Holy Quran, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is told to tell the people of the book. And by the people of the book, we are referring to the Christians and the Jews, in addition to the Muslims. And Prophet Muhammad in the Holy Quran is told to tell them, say, quote, say, we believe in the Quran, in the revelation which has come down to us, and in that which came down to you. Our God and your God is one, and it is to him that we bow. And the interpreter provides in parenthesis, in al-Islam, unquote. Allah revealed the Holy Quran to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and made it clear that the way we follow is not a new way, but an old way, the way of Allah's upright servants, the prophets. Though Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was an Arab, the message he received was not for Arabs only. He received a message for the world. Speaking to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, through the angel Gabriel, Allah says, quote, we have revealed unto you the remembrance, meaning the Quran, that you may explain to the people that which has been revealed for them, and that perhaps they may reflect, unquote. The Holy Scripture, the Quran, was revealed to Prophet Muhammad over 1,400 years ago, during the 40th year of his life, in the month on the Arabic calendar known as Ramadan. He received the first in a series of divine revelations, which continued for a period 23 years, 13 in the city of Mecca in Arabia, and 10 in the city of Medina in Arabia, until the whole of the book was completed. After 1,400 years, we have established proof that not a word of the Holy Quran's original Arabic text has been changed. It remains as it was when revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. No religion except al-Islam can boast of having a pure text in its complete form. Allah says in the Holy Quran, quote, we have without doubt sent down the message, and we will assuredly guard it. And the interpreter puts in parenthesis, from corruption, unquote. In the Holy Quran, Allah tells Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, quote, that which we have revealed to you of the book is the truth, confirming that which is revealed before it. Unlike the Bible and other, unquote, unlike the Bible and other religious books, the Holy Quran tells us that it claims no innovation. It says that the fundamental principles it calls upon us to observe are the same principles, the same teachings, which Abraham and Moses and Jesus and every other prophet or messenger of God, of Allah, taught. Allah says, quote, verily, meaning truly, there is no less, or this is no less, than a message to all the worlds with prophet, to whoever among you wills to go straight, unquote. And as we prepare to conclude our program for today, let me continue by saying that the Holy Quran allows me to believe in it and still be devoted to science as a scientist, to philosophy as a philosopher, and to the Constitution of the United States of America as a citizen. The Holy Quran does not destroy healthy, sound relationships in society. It does not uproot and throw out of me that which has contributed to my strength, health, and development. It has united my essence with its environmental needs, with its social community life, government, business, industry, the air, earth, wind, fire, water, and sunlight. It is from the universe that my nature and matter came. And this book, the Holy Quran, tells me that Allah has used the wonders of his creation to speak to my brain, to bring messages to my nervous system, and to give birth to a mind within my body. I have a book in the Holy Quran from Allah which reveals how my mind was created and how it connects me with the rest of his creation so that I will not be in conflict with the things that he has provided to serve my being and my development. And so that ends our program for today. We hope that you who have listened via the internet will join us for our discussion forum on next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. Again, this is your host, Imam Marshall Musa Muslim Abui, the resident imam at Masjid Ibrahim, which is the name of our Muslim community on Fort Gordon, Georgia. We have our weekly assembly, or what is known as the Jumu'ah or congregational service, every Friday at 12 o'clock p.m. at noon until 12:45 p.m. in the Friendship Chapel on Barnes Avenue on Fort Gordon, Georgia. So we thank you for listening. May Allah bless you with the light of understanding. As we close with our opening prayer that we begin with, Al-Fatiha.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.